大家好，我是杨丽，欢迎收听《都市掠影》。
We've heard and learned so much about the rich cultural heritage of Britain, and today we are looking at a slightly different aspect of London, the homeless.
为什么有人无家可归，露宿街头呢？
So how does someone become homeless, and why do people end up sleeping rough?
伦敦正在举办一个相关展览，组织者是慈善机构 St. Mungo's。早些时候，我的同事 Steve 前去采访了这一活动的负责人 Phil and Mark， 还有一位见证人 Jeff。
Now, first of all, Phil, can you explain to me, what is the scale of the homeless problem in London, please?
Well, last year, around 3,600 people, slept rough, on the street in London last year. And this is a number that's, been sort of relatively static for a little while.
Phil 告诉我们说，伦敦每年有大约3600人露宿街头，这一数字在过去一段时间内没有太大的浮动。规模 scale， 露宿街头是 sleeping rough on the streets， 保持不变的是 static。 接下来我们听听举办这一展览的目的是什么。 Pay attention to these words， 被边缘化的人们 marginalized individuals，能唤起人们联想的那些故事 evocative stories。
And what's the aim of the oral history exhibition, please?
The point of the exhibition really is to get the point of view across of those marginalized individuals about their stories and their experiences of having slept rough on the streets of London. And there's some very evocative stories that they have to tell.
Mark is the exhibition coordinator.He said that the exhibition shows that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
绝望中看到了一线希望。
I believe that homeless people, their situations are very complex. And because of that, each person is going on their own journey. And what St. Mungo's can do is to contribute to that journey, to help people to recover. And so basically, what this exhibition showsis that there is light at the end of the tunnel for people.
There is light at the end of the tunnel. But how specifically does St. Mungo's help each of their clients on his or her journey of recovery? In a moment, we are going to hear from a couple of people and we'll get some idea of how the charity helps people get back on their feet. So stay tuned.
都市掠影 On the Town 就在 BBC Learning English。
第一位现身说法的是 Jeff， 他曾经露宿街头，但是现在呢已经重新开始工作了。请注意下面几个词语： A relationship breakdown， 关系破裂； To find a new beginning， 找到一个新起点；To get back on his feet， 重新站起来；最后就是 client， 这里的意思是服务对象。Now let's listen to the interview by Steve.
Hi Jeff, could I just ask you, how did you come to be living on the streets originally?
A relationship breakdown, and then loss of income through loss of job. That was it, really. So where do you begin?You find a new beginning, you start again, which I have done, and I'm now working, so that's good. I've came around in a circle.
How long does it take you to get back on your feet?
I've been with Mungo's 2 years, but actively involved with an excellent recovery programme, which would be joining Outside In, which is our client involvement group. And that 1 year has given me the life skills to find a new profession.
What is your new profession?
It's in the care sector. I am now a customer liaison worker with St. Mungo's.
Jeff 又重新找到了工作，在 St. Mungo's 担任客户服务联络员 customer liaison worker. 这次展览会收录了41个人的街头故事。 Geraldine is one of them.
Yeah, I would like to say thank you to St. Mungo's for taking me under their wing and looking after me.I've only been here 5 months and I feel like a new woman, really. Yeah, I feel like a new person and I am off the drink right now. I'm very happy with my life at the moment I'm very happy with my life at the moment.
That's Geraldine. She's grateful that St. Mungo's is taking her under their wing. 保护监护 She's off the drink now. 不再酗酒了 And she feels like a new person. 她感觉自己像个新人。Well, I hope you have enjoyed today's program and remembered the following phrases. 露宿街头 Sleep rough 重新站起来 To get back on your feet And 绝望中看到希望 There's light at the end of the tunnel. Thanks for listening and join me again next week. See you!